Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, August 30th, 2012. Well, earlier this month, patrons had a chance to get a taste of this year's Toronto Cornerstone International Film Festival. This is the first year for the festival, which focuses on social justice through film, faith, and forum. Jessica Ortiz directs the October 27 and 28 event, and she's on the phone with us to talk about the TCIF's origins and purpose. But before we begin our conversation with Jessica, let's take a listen to I Am a New Creation from Brenda Jan's newest CD, Songs for Freedom. Now to our interview with the Toronto Cornerstone International Film Fest director, Jessica Ortiz. Good evening, Jessica.
Hi there, how are you?
Good. Now, where did the idea for a film festival focusing on films about social justice come from?
Well, in the fall of 2010, I had this vision to do a film festival, but it wasn't until last year when I attended the Five with Drive Foundation's Social Justice Film Festival that I totally got wrecked in my heart with watching the things that I've seen in regards to what's happening in the world, and I thought that, man, the least that I can do is show these films to other people.
So how long did it take from the time the idea germinated to now with the film festival coming up?
It took about 2 years to get it started.
And what were some of the things that you had to go through in order to get from idea to reality?
Some of the challenges that we've gone through is you know, I find that once you share the vision, some people get excited about it, they want to help out, but then sometimes due to schedules or other things, they may kind of taper off in their inspiration, and therefore it's kind of difficult to work together as a team. I think building a solid team in the beginning is the hardest.
Now, what are some of the people you? What are some of the skills and elements you'd be looking for getting a team together?
Folks that are good at the social media part of things and trying to promote. So promoters, we're looking for event coordinators. We're looking for people who are good with administration, just things like that.
Now, when you're looking at putting something like this together and you know, like putting a team together and things like that, have you actually been able to find people that have been around to sort of give you a hand and mentor you through this process?
Yes, there's a few people. For example, Luann Chan from Real Asian Film Festival. She's been super helpful in trying to get just give me the ins and outs of how to build a film festival from the ground up. As well as Tanya Lee Williams from Young and the Restless. She also has a a real world film festival that she has built from the ground up, and you know, she's been awesome in trying to help out and support what we're doing with TCIF.
Well, so what are some of the biggest questions you've had as you've gone through this process?
The biggest question is, do you think this will actually work? because it's a social justice film festival, but also it's created with the heart and mind of God. So we're expecting people to come and understand that we really want to draw out the compassion in people to be able to do something, you know, to actually get into action, hence love message action. So the question is, I think people have a little bit of doubt as to will this actually, you know, fly off the ground.
Well, in terms of looking at something like this, one of the things I found is people are going from idea to reality, and that is they have the challenges, and those are always, you know, sometimes can be, you know, small little logistical things to, you know, the huge or major things like finding funding and stuff like that. But along the way are also the little things that happen that motivate you, that encourage you, that sort of get you to the point where you're realizing, yeah, I'm on the right track. I'm doing what God wants me to do. This is going in the direction that it's supposed to be going. Have you had some of those moments along the way as well?
Yes, most definitely. I always refer to TCIF as like a treasure hunt. And so I'm on this treasure hunt, and the treasure that I end up finding are the people. And as I've been planting the seeds and just, you know, letting people know that TCIF is happening, it's wonderful to see the people's response to want to help in this endeavor, you know, by pouring out their time, their resources, their energy into helping in any way that they can.
One of the things you mentioned when we were talking earlier about this is even one of the things that came about was you know, the taste of TCIF and sort of some of the things that happened around that and the National Film Board.
Yes. So actually what happened there was a huge confirmation for myself as well as I think those around me. What happened was we booked the NFB, the National Film Board of Canada, for July 31st. And it was about a few weeks before the date that they called me back or contacted me back and said that they were unable to accommodate us. However, they offered us a complimentary screening as well as other space and needs that I was requesting at no cost. And so it was about a value of $700 that you know, the Lord gave us basically gave us a free pilot, mm-hmm. run a taste of TCIF. And I felt that, you know, that was a confirmation for those around me, because I knew myself that, you know, this was of the Lord, because he keeps putting in my heart to do, but for other people to witness that was awesome.
You mentioned just, you know, the value that you got for the NFB space and other, you know, mentioning about getting resources and things like that. How challenging has it been to get the funding for something like TCIF?
It is a challenge, especially because I haven't done anything like this before, and fundraising, that's a whole, you know, new ballpark. However, we have some people on the team that have had that experience, so it's been great to basically get connected to the right people. It is tough. I think raising money for anything is a bit tough. But it's also a way to build your faith. So, you know, every time we think that, oh no, you know, we don't have enough for this, something always happens and a door always opens. And so we're just going to keep holding to that.
Mm-hmm. I know that over the years, as I've talked and we've actually done some broadcasts of Arts Connections where we've looked at that whole aspect of the economics of art, and that's one of the biggest challenges in Canada is getting people to understand value and in some cases the dollar value for the arts within Canada. Is that something that you're facing as well? That whole you know, how do you support the arts and how do you get that dollar value coming through?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It's a challenge because there's not a lot of funding out there But if there is, you have to go through a process of, you know, application of grants and things like that. So it's also something I've never done before too. So I have to learn how to, you know, apply for these grants and learn all the terminologies and everything mm-hmm. like that. So it's tough. But again, it's something where we need God. We just simply need God to deliver us from.
Right. What we need to do is take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Jessica Ortiz, director of the Toronto Cornerstone International Film Fest. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
There's a blue sky in my heart. The sun has ushered in the day. Light is filling up the darkness and chasing it far away. There's a blue sky in my heart. Winter's drawing to a close, and I'm breathing deep a peace only simple trust can know.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Blue Sky from Songs for Revolution CD by Brenda Jans. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Toronto Cornerstone International Film Festival director Jessica Ortiz. Let me ask a question that sort of might spring to people's mind is, how did you come up with the title, the Toronto Cornerstone International Film Fest?
It was something I was praying on for quite a while to see, okay, how to name this. And it initially made sense to me to do like Toronto Christian International Film Fest. However, as I kept writing it down, Cornerstone kept coming up, Cornerstone, and it made sense to me because this is a foundational film festival. We're building it from the ground up, and we want to build it on the pure essence of Jesus, so it's just on the solid rock. And you know, there are many preconceived notions about, you know, what a Christian is or who a Christian is, and we wanted to just get to the basic elements of what the Word says about who Jesus is, so that people can come to TCIF and experience Him, and you know, maybe not so much in the way that people are used to in a church, like, you know, being preached to, but to actually experience the presence of God there. And so that's where it came from, Toronto Cornerstone mm-hmm. National Film Fest.
Well, looking at it, you're looking at films with a social justice message, and has it been a challenge finding films that have that message behind them?
No, actually, it hasn't been challenging at all. There's quite a few really good films. I think the challenge is, you know, picking the right ones. That was the challenge, because there's so many good stuff out there. And we also have to look at, you know, the credibility of the content and everything. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it hasn't been difficult.
So have you had a chance to pre-screen all the films that you're bringing in?
Yes, we have.
No, was there any one that sort of struck you as a favorite?
Yes, actually, one of my favorites is the Call and Response film, which is a film about human trafficking and modern-day slavery. And what I love about it is the call is really the call from the people who are suffering from the injustices, and the response are the people who are able to respond through their giftings and their talents. For example, there are a lot of artists in this film that are responding through music. And it's just so moving and so touching, and it just really, really gets to your soul. And I find that it brings us, it's a great way to bring awareness to what's happening in the world.
Now, looking at this here, do you have a sort of a sub-theme underneath the whole social justice theme?
A sub-theme?
Or a focus?
In terms of the film selections, we're looking at themes of love, message, and action. And so love would be like the motivating power of love, if we're able to identify that within the film. And the message would be something that would have to be thought-provoking. And the action piece of that would be, you know, moving into action, taking responsibility for what we're seeing, you mm-hmm. know, the injustices that we're seeing. And actually, even deeper than that, though, the reason why we call it Love, Message, Action is related to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's kind of the vision that I got, is that we want to share the Father's love, we want to share the message of Jesus, and we want people to get into action and empowered through the Holy Spirit. So that's kind of a layer beneath that not everybody knows about, but everything is scriptural in terms of the decisions that we've made for TCIF.
Well, looking at that, I was noticing on your website and that you sort of have a little area where you say, you know, what people who are attending TCIF should expect from their experience. And I guess I'm just wondering, you know, if you can sort of outline some of what those things are as people come, because this isn't just, you know, come watch a film, as you've been saying. It's come watch the film, be motivated by what you see, and go out and do something about it.
Exactly. Yeah, and so the top seven things you should expect at TCIF would be films that inspire you to do better for yourself and others, films that affect, enhance, or challenge your personal philosophies, films that show the current state of our world and its inconvenient truth, as well as you'll see different types of people who have a passion for the craft of filmmaking, people who are willing to be the change they want to see in this world, you know, quoting Mahatma Gandhi, as well as people who use faith as a key to unlocking purpose and potential to really make a difference. And, you know, the seventh thing that you'll see is in-depth talks filled with encouragement and empowerment.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not just, you know, going and watching a film. You're also giving people a chance to discuss it as well.
Yes, totally. We want, that's a big part of, I think a unique part of our film festival is that we deliberately set aside time after the film to go through some reflection questions for the audience to discuss amongst themselves, to really process what they've seen. For example, when I've seen a film, the social justice films that I've seen last year at the at 5WD's, or 5W Drive Film Festival, it took me a while to process what I just watched, you know, so it was great to have some kind of dialogue afterwards, you know, with family and friends that watched it with me. And I find like that is what will help get you motivated to action.
So what are some of the other films? You mentioned a couple of films as we were going through, but what are some of the other films that you're going to be featuring at the Toronto Cornerstone International Film Fest?
Well, we're actually showing a film called Trade of Innocence, which is a Hollywood film, and it hasn't even been released yet in Canada. It will be released in the States in September. I don't know when it will be released in Canada, but we are excited to show this. It's also starring Mira Sorvino, who is an Academy Award-winning actress, and so there's really good production behind this film, as well as Christopher Bissett, who's a good friend of ours and a Christian fellow, is the director of this film. And so we're excited to show that film. It's about human trafficking, and it's a drama, so which is different than, you know, I think a lot of social justice films are documentaries, but I'm glad we can show a dramatization of it as well. Another film is Los Traficantes, which is based on a true story about drug trafficking, and it's amazing. You know, I showed it to my family, and they just, you know, were in tears. I mentioned Call and Response, but also War Child is one of the feature films that we're showing, and it's a documentary on Emmanuel Jal, who was a former war child but now an international recording artist, and he will grace us with his presence on TCIF 2012 Love Message Action in the fall, and we're so so blessed to have him there to perform as well.
Great. Well, we do need to take one final break, and then we'll come back and finish our conversation with Jessica Ortiz, the director of the Toronto Cornerstone International Film Festival. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
What love could there be?
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Deep Mercy's Ocean from the Songs for Freedom CD by Brendan Jans. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to finish up our conversation with Jessica Ortiz. And Jessica, we alluded to this earlier. We were talking about some of the logistical elements that took place. But you did kick off this year's events with the Taste of TCIF earlier this month. What was your reaction to that event?
It was just such a blessed evening. I mean, the people that came out, it was a packed house. We actually had to put extra seats in. It was great to have the people, you know, actually attend and experience what TCIF would be like in the fall. And, you know, some of the people were really touched by the films, and some had to actually, you know, leave the theater for a minute to just kind of gather themselves or compose themselves and come back. It was a tough film to watch, but I thought very necessary, and that was the response. The people said, you know, it was really hard to watch, but I thank you for showing me that, because it really got me to think. Mm-hmm.
Are there any other events that are taking place before the actual festival itself?
No. We're going to just kick it off on October 27th and 28th, and we're going to go from there.
So where is it taking place?
At the Innes Town Hall Theater in the UFT.
Okay. And where can people get more information, and if, you know, even looking at getting tickets and that for it?
For more information, just check out tcif.com, T-C-I-F-F.com, or you can go to ticketwindow.ca. That's it, ticketwindow.ca for more tickets.
Okay. And Jessica, thanks very much for your time today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Robert.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection. Thank you to my guest, Jessica Ortiz. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.